Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. I'm Shelley Bowling, Administrator for the Global Reset. Soon, you will be facing the most critical life-threatening situation you have faced in your lifetime. It is the collapse of the New World Order. Everything tied to that system will be gone, including the old fiat monetary system and the government as you know it. However, in the midst of these dramatic changes, there is a safe haven that has been created for you. It is known as the Global Reset, and you can place yourself under protection from the collapse through what Dr. Hindu I.L. Henderson and the Global Network have put in place as a replacement of these systems. You access that protection through what is known as indexing. Please check out our website at SOVCPR.com for more information.
Damn, 20G, what time is it?
I don't know. I don't know why these crazies acting like they can't love no female G's. But check this out.
Yes, yes, we all need love. Yes, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Go Getter Radio. Thank you so much for coming back and checking us out here. This is Talk to Tracy Brooks live at Go Getter Ready Lifestyle Radio. Hey, listen, if you're a go-getter, I know you're checking us out. If you're getting it, I know you're checking us out. If you out there thinking about getting it, I know you are checking us out. But listen, I wanted to share something with you all because of the times that we're in and where we're going. And we need to be prepared. We need to begin to look into how do we heal, okay? How do we get from where we are to where we actually want to be? So I decided, it was put on my heart to share with you guys part of my Pain of Purpose three-phase series, okay? So this is the Love Yourself Phase 1, okay? It's in three parts, and I'm just going to give you a little bit, but I wanted to share this information with you because these are actual steps that I went through about 10 years ago, and it was a gradual process. And I mean, I didn't complete the process about 10 years ago. Well, I think I completed the process about 10 years ago, but I went through the process maybe 13 years ago. And these are things that I actually had to do, and I didn't know as I was creating these programs and workbooks and workshops and masterclasses and all that stuff and conferences that it was actually me. That's why it came out of me to give to the people. So I wanted to talk about loving yourself first. You know, that's the first phase of healing, basically. There's another component to this, which is a bonus. So we can get into that, which is all about meditation and knowing thyself. And what do God have to say about that for those of you who want to know, okay? So, what do God have to say about loving yourself? Because I'm not talking about being vain or egotistical. I'm talking about breaking away from that kind of stuff. So, when I did this program, I believe it was back in probably 2015 or so, 14, 15. And then I kind of combined them together in 17, 18. And made it like a package by help of a friend of mine who was my assistant at the time, L. Boogie, L. Tanya Minor. Thank you so much for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you for, I really appreciate it working with her. She was a great help. Let me tell y'all something. If y'all ever get a chance to get an assistant, get one because it helps. But let me get back to why you need to love yourself first, okay? And what do God have to say about it? See, in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. My plans are to prosper you and give you hope and a future." And I'm like, well, I've always thought I had to work hard and struggle and to be prosperous. And, you know, my paradigm was a little off by the way that the people who raised me thought and carried on, right? So in my mindset, I always thought that I didn't know how. First, let me just tell you, I was a broken child. I was broken. My mom left my dad. I was sexually abused. All this stuff happened to me before I was even 8 years old. So by the time I got to this point of healing, I did go seek the word because I was in the word at the time. Now the word is in me and I am the word, and I feel I can provide the word. Now I'm not saying that in a ego sense. I'm saying it because I honestly speaking, I've read the Bible 3 times front to back. I was 17, 18 when I did it. Okay, so don't think I'm not speaking from experience and I don't know how some of you get to where you are in your pain and not being able to heal. I understand. I've been there and I've sought the word of God. Okay. But I've learned to come to understand that there are just some things that if you don't take action and start taking inventory and start healing, you'll never get to the prosperity that God has for you. And that's all I'm saying is I want you to see the prosperity in this hope for the future that he's talking about. Okay. So in order to love yourself first, you have to live your passion on purpose. Okay. Basically, know what your passion, what is your passion? Sometimes your passion was submerged as a child through abuse and neglect, punishment, and things of that nature, low vibrational things, okay? So you already, as they say, was born in sin. You weren't born in sin. You was, that's a whole nother topic. So when the first step of loving yourself, you guys, is forgiveness. Forgiveness. Forgive yourself first for allowing or being a part of, because you played a part in whatever that pain is. You played a part in it. So you have to forgive yourself for whatever part you played in it. Take accountability. Okay? Then you have to forgive others. Forgive those who hurt you. Forgive those who blamed you. Forgive those who, you know, made you cry, did you wrong, hated on you, cheated on you, blamed you. Forgive those people. Because now that you're forgiven, didn't that feel good when you just forgave yourself? You know, you was just vulnerable and said, you know what? I forgive me. So now you just have to forgive others. Well, how do I forgive people who hurt me? How do I get to a place where I can even forgive myself? Like, I don't even know I was to blame, right? Well, you do that through prayer and meditation. You know how it says to meditate upon the word, right? Well, sometimes we can just sit in silence. And before we go into the silence, we go into silence with intention. Okay? With an intention to hear from God. And to hear from source, to understand where that inkling of forgiveness can come from, because you never walked in it. You never forgave yourself. You never was forgiven. So how do you do it? Prayer and meditation. That's step one. Step two is once you forgive yourself, You got to take inventory of yourself. Okay? That means you have to start where you are. Okay, what did I do to get here? And where do I want to go? And I'm not going to worry about what happened to me in the past. I'm just going to move forward towards my future. I'm going to take steps. But first, let me find out, what do I already have? What can I use that is in my house, that is in my hands, that I can be successful? Okay? So start taking inventory. And it might hurt, because you might find out you have some stuff in your house that's just been in there too darn long. I mean, it's going cobwebs. You got little rodents up in there. You even cause stench in your house. And you don't even know where it came from, because you haven't been taking inventory. And I know some of you all know exactly what I'm talking about, because if you go into your literal house, your home where you live, you can find something in there that's been in your house too long that you need to get rid of. That's part of taking inventory. So go within yourself. What are some of those things that you haven't compartmentalized properly and placed them in places where they don't belong? And they've been sitting there and harboring and harvesting and playing on your mental health. What are those things? Start taking inventory. Okay? That's the second step. Now, the third step is you want to begin right where you are. Don't wait till you get the degree. Don't wait till you get the job. Don't wait till you get the spouse. Don't wait till you get the business partner. Don't wait. Do it now. Begin where you are. And let me tell you something. Be proud of yourself. Be proud of your accomplishments. Because see, that inventory that you took, you didn't just find stuff that didn't belong. You found stuff that's been sitting there, that's collecting dust, that is actually a part of your purpose. Y'all better get to it. It's sitting there. I bet if you clean your house, you'll find it. Come on, y'all. You got the clean house now. Well, how do you clean house? You take around and you start taking inventory. Pray and meditate on the work that you're about to do, because it's going to be some work and it'll take some time. But let me tell you something, it'll be all right, because at the end of the day, you're going to be a new you. You're going to start walking towards your purpose and moving towards the person that change that you want to see. You'll start walking in the change and be the change, become the change that you would like to see. How beautiful is that? But you got to be ready to do the work. Because if you're not doing the work, you will be worked on. Social media, news, gossip, drama, huh? Work. You can go to the grocery store and be worked on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So start cleaning house. Start getting prepared. Know that you have greatness inside of you, but you have work to do first. Don't just sit there and wonder, what can I do? Get to, as Martin Lawrence would say, get the stepping, Gina. Get the stepping. Get the stepping into your greatness. Start walking in your purpose. See, I myself, you might say, well, what about you? I've done all the work. But then when you do the work, you have to know that there are some people at your table that's playing Judah. See? So then you have to start filtering out. That's a whole nother process. That's a whole nother program. That's not even a part of this process. Not the 3-phase process of healing. No, 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 no. You have to love yourself first. Love yourself first. Because I'm telling you, once you love to learn who you are, where you are, then you can transform your life. I mean, transform your life in so many ways that you never knew possible. I'm here to tell you, you got greatness inside of you. But like the infamous, my mentor, he know it, like Tawana Williams, she's my mentor as well. But like Les Brown said, you got to be hungry. Because if you ain't hungry, you ain't going to even know why you doing it. You're going to give up in the middle of the game. You're going to think this is too hard, this too much, this too heavy. I can't carry all of this. That's why you have to start taking inventory. Start evaluating what is it around you that you do not need. Who is it around you that you need to get rid of? Who's sitting at your table every day eating a full plate? Don't even offer to wash the dishes. Matter of fact, they get up and leave their plate on the table. Ha! Get rid of them. It's that time, y'all. We're going into 1,000 years of healing. Do y'all hear me? 1,000 years of peace. 1,000 years of love. No more fighting, no more drama. I'm so happy, y'all. I'm so elated. So I have to talk about it. I have to get us prepared. And this is why I want to come to you with the first level, the first phase of loving yourself to the Pain and Purpose program so we all can walk in our purpose. See, I always knew that this was my purpose. But then there's always something or someone or something that will try and stop you, block you, trip you up, make you forget, make you believe that this is not part of your purpose, but it's a part of their purpose or it's a part of somebody else's purpose. People will try to trip you up when they see you walking in your purpose. And be mindful of that. Now, when you start cleaning up and taking inventory, when you start calling folks and telling them, you know what, I am so sorry if I hurt you. If I ever offended you in any kind of way, I apologize. When you start understanding that you played a part in some of the pain that was inflicted on you in your life, how you gonna do that is you gonna go into prayer and meditation. Learning to spend time with yourself, with God in the universe, can transform your life in so many ways. I just have to say it in another way. Okay, so what I want to ask y'all to do is just take some time to do the inventory. Clean up. Clean house. Evaluate your circumstances, your friends, your family, your coworkers, the people you associate with on a daily basis, the places you go, the way you feel when you walk in, the way you feel when you leave. When people come to your house, how you feel before they get there? How do you feel when they leave? Pay attention. Take inventory. And do the work. Because if you're not doing the work, now you're just doing it in vain. You won't see no progress. You won't get to the other side of 1,000 years of peace. You'll be stuck over here in this negativity in this 3D wondering why everybody else is high vibing and you sitting over here worried, stressed, struggling, depressed, envious, angry, bitter, jealous, envious over no reason. Over people you don't even know. People that are on TV never even knew your name and you're envious of these people. Why? Because you never did the work. You never forgave yourself for one. You never took time to know that you were beautiful. You were handsome. You were smart. You were special. You were creative. You were ambitious. You know, you're actually kind of cool. Fun to be around. You might be quirky in your own way, but that's what makes you special. Do you think if everybody was the same? Well, think about it. If everyone was the same, what would life be like? You tell me. If everybody was the same, what would life be like? You know, I get a lot of kickback because I'm unorthodox the way I do things. Now, that's going to conclude this session. Let me just let y'all know. That concludes this session. Now, get into prayer and meditation. Forgive yourself. Let me go over those three steps once again. You want to, one, okay, forgive yourself and forgive others. And then you want to forgive the circumstances and the situation. Hold yourself accountable. Take inventory of yourself and start right where you are. Take a look around your house. Take a look around your situation and circumstances, and then begin to take action and be proud of your accomplishments. Pat yourself on the back because you've done a good job. Okay? And once you get that in your mind, I promise you, it'll be a little challenging. It may be hard, but you can do it. I did it. And I did it. You know what? When I did it, I didn't even know I was doing it. That's the cold part about it. But I walked through it and I went through it. And I went through so much while I was going through it. I'm talking about spiritual attacks. Warfare where I had to have spiritual machetes, spiritual Uzis, and the biggest guns. I got tankers in the spiritual realm. Y'all don't hear me. But you have to be geared up spiritually, because people out there are trying to attack you spiritually and you don't even know it. That's why you have to forgive yourself and forgive others. See, once you go through this process, then you'll start to see around you because you're clear and you're free of all negative vibration. Once you love yourself, then you love everything around you. You'll love to just look at the trees, the way the wind hit the leaves and sway the branch from left to right. It'll make you appreciate that. It'll make you appreciate the ladybug. Okay? It'll make you appreciate it. It'll make you appreciate the animals. Yeah. When you love yourself and you heal and you forgive yourself, it so much can open up that you wouldn't even know that was in you. So let me tell you, step towards your healing. And it starts with those childhood traumas. Childhood traumas. I'm telling you, deal with the things that happened to you before you were 10 years old. And you go back and you forgive yourself and you forgive those people that were in position to play a part in that scene in your life. You forgive them. You don't keep carrying in a bag because you never dealt with it. You take it out the bag. You don't even sit the bag down. You take it out the bag and you sit it in front of you. And you say, okay, this happened to me. It didn't feel good, didn't taste good, didn't sound good, didn't look good. But I survived. And look at me now. So now I can take this that I don't like and throw it in the trash. And it's gone. Just like that. You can get rid of it. Just acknowledge it and take accountability. Accept your role in it. You'll be able to heal from it because you can let it go. And that's what's the problem with us today. We have so much childhood trauma that we hold on to that we're scared to share or talk about. or feel the emotions of what it felt like back then, that we mask it with makeup. We mask it with our jobs. We mask it in casual relationships. We mask it with having several children. We mask it with things that we don't even know we mask, that we don't even know we have an issue, because we never took the time to do the inventory. Start where you are. You can heal. It can happen. You can love yourself first. Because once you love yourself first, then you definitely can love any and everything around you. I'm talking about inability to not love anything else. Let me just say that. But listen, I want you to know that I love you and I'm proud of you. And I'm going to continue to fight for you. I'm going to continue to pray for you. I'm going to continue to do my work. And I hope you all continue to do your work. And join me next time. Okay? Join me next time. And I will be going over the second phase. Okay? The second phase is loving to healing. Once you've acknowledged the pain, once you've realized who you are and taken accountability, then you want to deal with the pain. What was the pain? How did the pain affect you? So that's the second phase. Your pain matters. Phase two coming up. Y'all stick with me. I love you all. Now go love yourself. And don't forget to do something special for somebody. Now I'm going to leave y'all with Replica Female G. Yes. Yes, just a portion. Go love yourself, but first, go get indexed. If you have not indexed your family, indexed yourself, you might be setting yourself up for failure. Okay? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the global reset, though.
Greetings. I'm Shelley Bowling, administrator for the Global Reset. I'd like to tell you about my boss, Dr. Hindu I.L. Henderson, Ad Hoc Chief Justice for the Universal World Court. He gave $875 billion to restore the global financial system to an asset-backed system. The value of his portfolio now is over $900 trillion in clean funds. He also restored sovereignty to mankind by a system called indexing. To find out more about Dr. Henderson and the Global Reset, please go to our website, SOVCPR.com, and check out the audio link on the homepage and the indexing tab at the top. If you need to contact me directly, my email is shelleybowling@gmail.com. That's shelleybowling@gmail.com. Thank you.
Damn, Quincy G, what time is it?
I don't know. I don't know why these places acting like they can't love no female G's. But check this out.
Tell me if you could
It's about 3 a.m. and I need some love, some of that good stuff, that kind of thing that give me a head rush. When I get to the crib, I want you to make me scream and holler. Baby, pop your collar. You can even drop a few of them dollars, but don't bother, just feel me as we caress. I rub your chest, we put this love thing to the test. My nose is wide open, damn, your love got me impressed. And if I had to know how you was gonna do it, I would've loved you a whole lot sooner. You touch me, I touch back, we attack. 20 sheets from the back, feel the blast in the dash, roll the grass. Go to the mall, spend a little bit of your cash. Baby, don't hesitate when it's time to get mama some more of that ass. Cause I'm a female gangster and I need love too. Hear what I'm saying, I put it down like this for you. 20 G and JB, now we just saying we beside me.
care. Being there to satisfy your every need. And when you wanna talk, you could just call JB. Make you feel like a man when you wanna. But if you start to cheat, then you's a goner. Cause I can give you everything you need. See, from your head to your feet, I got those recipes to satisfy your needs. To make you bounce out of your mind, bring it back one more time. So I can bust another funky rhyme. And for you to press that tape and rewind. Phone calls a dime. Now riding for my man is what I do. And keeping the truth top notch is what he do. I thought you knew, coming in red or blue. I'll get